Welcome back to Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Calkard, glad to have you along. If you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. This is a pre-recorded show, but you can send me some email if you like to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Yeah, let me know what I should be playing. Maybe you can turn me on to something I've never heard too, so that'd be really great. We're going to kick into a set right now from Runa. Well, start off with Runa. It's not a whole set of Runa, but they have a new CD out called Current Affairs, and we're going to hear a set of songs here called The Hunter Set for you now on Out of the Woods. Thank you.
transmits electric power. Messages you sent to Mars came from a crowd of flowers. Have we danced away the hours? 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 Life is good when the band is like it's the last chance that he's got. Boats light up the river in a string of flames. Life is good when you know he feels the same thing. When you know he feels the same thing. When you know he feels the same thing. When you know. Thank you.
exhaustion. We rode him too hard and his heart just gave up beating. And he fell hard in the snow, and the snow was falling. The middle of nowhere, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I knew it wouldn't be long before we'd freeze to death. So I pulled my dagger, opened up his belly, pulled his insides out. And you and I, we crawled inside to take that horse's last warm. Held each other like twin brother and sister, waiting for the tow into the next life.
All right, Fish and Bird here on Out of the Woods, and kind of a little gruesome survival story at the end of that one there, which is mostly an instrumental called Circle Tune from their CD Every Whisper is a Shout Across the Void. Weird from Nate Leith and Friends there, but just prior to that, from Nate Leith and Friends Volume 2, which just came out recently, and their version of Bela Fleck, Down in the Swamp. And that one featured some great guests, most notably probably the cello work of Rushad Eggleston. David Greer was on there too, playing some guitar. Sammy Sheeler on the banjo. See, lots of folks you know the names of if you're a bluegrass fan. They're on there. We had Duncan Wickle on the fiddle as well. And, of course, Nate Leith on the fiddle and all sorts of other things on that record. Obviously, it's his record. So there you go. Laura Cortese in there as well from her CD Into the Dark. We heard Life is Good Blues. And Runa started us off from their new CD Current Affairs. And we heard The Hunter Set. And more bluegrass people popping up on that one. Ron Block on the banjo helping out Runa all over that new CD of theirs. Great stuff. Well, you're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Glad to have you along. I'd like to thank all those folks tuning in all over the country and all over the world. We've got people on the FM down there listening in Clay, West Virginia, to WYAP down there. Thanks to all those listeners. Out on the West Coast at KXCR in Florence, Oregon, right there on the coast. Hello to all you folks. Head down a ways down by Los Padres National Forest in Pine Mountain Club, California. We've got Pinecone Radio. And new to us in Modesto, California, KGIG. I think we're rapidly becoming a West Coast show. I don't know what's up with that. Coming soon to Canton, Ohio as well, to Neopa Community Radio. Hopefully we're on out there already. I'm not sure. I'll have to touch base. And as always, online on the Global Voice Radio for All. That's theglobalvoice.info. And of course, Boston Free Radio, which is bostonfreeradio.com. All right, folks, we're going to get back to it right now. Got a neat track here for you. Has a few nature sounds mixed in from His Golden Messenger and the Poor Moon CD. Got one for you called Dreamwood here on Out of the Woods. Thank you.
to black is your wing? Where is your dark side? With you must I
three just pretending. All wear their hair long, but only six are wearing black turtlenecks. The seventh is wearing a black corduroy jacket with a Nehru collar and epaulettes. He has red hair, his name is Max. He's been sleeping with Sarah, blonde to his right, who is talking with her hands, even as she holds tightly to one of his. He's been covertly composing a love poem for her that cleverly revolves around a marriage proposal, and he's considering reciting it to her later that night as she lies naked in his bed. She has just said, "Ailanthus, tree of heaven," spreading her hands and his by default to indicate sky and branches. Ailanthus makes him think of elementary, and he holds that thought a moment, remembering the garbanzo and collared curry Sarah made him for dinner, and imagining a brood of strawberry blonde children, conceived in love and growing up strong and brainy from genetics and good nutrition. But then elementary makes him think of alimony. And he's suddenly so tired, he extracts his hand in a pretense of scratching his face. And at that moment, the relationship ends. And although Sarah will never understand his sudden change of heart, she will find him easy to replace. It's Nick on her right, whom she'll eventually marry. They'll move to Indiana, have three normal children in record time before Nick runs off with an exotic dancer from the Kitty Cat Club who is madly in love with him, so exactly fulfilling his persistent fantasy that for the rest of his life, he'll have a hard time distinguishing reality from fiction. Nick, who is at this moment saying, "This denigrating attraction to archaic charm is a bourgeois affectation," proving that he's one of the pretenders. But Sarah's impressed with his use of the word bourgeois, which makes her think of boudoir. And she has a moment's regret that she's coming of age at a time when black turtlenecks are de rigueur instead of the catalog fashions that would show her figure to better advantage. And then boudoir makes her think of bourbon and she hails the waiter. Sarah is also one of the pretenders. Unlike Kate across the table with a dark cloud of hair, who is saying N-I-E-T-Z-S-C-H-E in response to a question from Harry, who's actually taking notes, and making Rick feel a little like the family dog, Chum, who has learned the meaning of W-A-L-K and T-R-E-A-T, but who has also learned that spelling out words is an attempt to trick and confuse him. Rick, however, is not a pretender. His poetry makes cognitive leaps that cause the poets to lose sleep and that cause the pretenders to order absinthe, knowing it's unavailable. Rick is silent at these meetings, except for an occasional sharp, percussive laugh, sometimes at unexpected moments, which makes the other poets nervous, and which fascinates Heather, who only comes to these meetings to be near Rick. She has a dangerous, inappropriate desire to lick his face, and she often follows him down the street after meetings, paying close attention as he brushes the greenery, and then covertly using the public washroom at the corner of Harrier and Spitz after he's come out. Heather is, at this moment, quiet but alert and restless, wishing she had come of age when absinthe was an option. Absinthe makes her think of Abyssinian, and her pulse quickens. Her mouth falls open unselfconsciously, and she pants a little. And then Abyssinian makes her think of abstinence. She settles back down, feeling more like herself, just in time to hear Max say, 20 years from now, we'll have our own press. Little 5 points will have a place in history alongside the Beats, the Fugitives, the Bloomsbury Group, the Language Poets. And they all look around the table at each other, awed by the potency of their collective possibility. But of course, the group has already begun to break apart below the surface from the stress fractures of lusts and betrayals and ambition and jealousy, suspicion and doubt, short-sighted acrimony and ardent bad blood. And in 20 years, they will, to a person, be strangers.
Jeffrey Foucault here on Out of the Woods, taking you back to his Horse Latitudes CD there, and Tea and Tobacco. Annie Gallup, right before that, from her most recent solo CD, Little 5 Points, and one called Poets. That was cool. Yeah, cool set there. Andrea Tomasi in there as well from her CD Hurricane Dream and Fallow Field. And she had some nature sounds. Actually, that whole CD is full of nature sounds if you listen to it. But sounded great coming out of His Golden Messenger and one called Dreamwood, which sort of got us on that theme of atmospheric crickets and sounds of the woods. It's only appropriate here on Out of the Woods, right? From their CD, Poor Moon. All right, well, we have another quick break to take, so let's get that all ready for you here, and we'll get that and get back to the music. We'll be right back after this.